Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Currently cloudy, 95 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Heat index at around 112 right now with a west wind at 5 miles per hour. So heat index, a heat advisory in effect. 20% chance of rain overnight with a low of 79 degrees. Showers expected for Wednesday. Again, about a 70% chance of rainfall expected for Wednesday. Again, currently 95 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will join us at around 3:30. Our music begins with a performance by the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra under the direction of David Zinman. They perform the third and fourth movements of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2, Opus 27 in E minor. David Zinman conducted the Baltimore Symphony in a performance of the Symphony No. 2, Opus 27, the third and fourth movements by Sergei Rachmaninoff. It's 3:30. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Time to head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm very happy to say, is Elaine Clément. She is Director of Tourism in St. Martinville and also the Director of the Acadian Memorial in St. Martinville. It's been a while since you've been in our studio, so it's nice to have you back. And you're here to talk about a happy occasion, the Fête Nationale des Acadiens, that you all are celebrating on the 15th, which is the day, and you'll be celebrating that on Thursday.
Correct.
So it's a really, you have a pretty full day scheduled. I think I would like to start off by having you tell us just a bit about the Fête Nationale des Acadiens. Is that celebrated everywhere there are Acadians?
Yes. It was, it's the Feast of the Assumption, which is a Catholic holy day of obligation, and it was chosen. There were several. We celebrate the Congrès Mondial Acadien, the World Acadian Congress, every 5 years now, but some of those Congrès started back in the 19th century, and it was a Catholic priest who organized people, and they chose things like the day, the August 15th, as a holy day of obligation, and as the Fête Nationale, and they chose the flag, and they chose the song, Ave Maria Stella. So, yeah.
So this has been going on a long time. It's not something we just thought up in the past 30 years.
No, it's only been going on in Louisiana, though, since in the past probably at least 25 years.
Okay, so since we've been making all those great connections
Correct.
With our cousins, cousins in other parts of the world,
yep.
As the Acadians were
yep.
scattered. So it's a really nice way of reminding all those of Acadian descent that they are connected and that they once were a unified community and are scattered now, but still make those connections.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So we mentioned the Acadian Memorial, and that's a very central point of history for us in this area. People can learn a lot about their culture and ancestors at the Acadian Memorial. And I believe you have also an African-American museum in St. Martinville as well. So tell us just a bit about that footprint. What do you all house there?
We have two buildings. One is the Acadian Memorial, and that was started by our founders in response to a period of time when the word Cajun was pejorative, and so they wanted to, and we had lost the story. Not many of us knew the story back then, so they wanted a place that honored the Acadians and told the story. Our other building is what we call the Cultural Heritage Center, and it houses the Museum of the Acadian Memorial, which tells the history, and then the African American Museum. And one of the beautiful things, it's not, it's a rare phenomenon that you would have Acadian and African in the museums in the same building. And so we've, Danielle Fontenette, the director, and I have worked hard to try and find programming that we could bring people together,
mm-hmm.
which is a big part of the reason that they put the two museums together in the same building.
Exactly, and definitely a great reason to visit that organization, the Acadian Memorial in St. Martinville. And you can do that if you do attend the Fête Nationale this
yes.
coming Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a full day of activities, and people can go for the whole day or drop in on one of the activities as they have time.
Absolutely.
I believe it starts at 8:30 in the morning at City
yep.
Hall. What are y'all going to do first thing?
We're going to do something we haven't done in a long time, is an official flag raising. We're going to raise the Acadian flag along with the American flag, of course. And we'll have a little historical talk, a brief historical talk. And then we've invited Glenda Catley, who is our Parks and Recreation Director in St. Martinville, has a gorgeous voice, to sing the Ave Maria Stella. We've tried ourselves in the past and hadn't worked so well, so we're having somebody
it's a professional.
And then we're inviting everybody over to the memorial for a little reception, just so that people can hang out and have coffee and cupcakes and just,
and also,
you know,
visit the memorial if they haven't visited it before. So right after the flag raising, you'll head on over to the Acadian Memorial. After the reception, you're going to have a book signing for a very interesting book that's been recently published by the UL Press. It's by Dr. Michael Martin, who is a history professor at UL. It's called Rethinking New Acadia. Some fascinating essays in that book, and a real good place to start to understand what they've been learning recently about that history.
Yeah, Carl Brasso's the head poobah, if you will. I mean, the work he did so long ago to really bring to the forefront what had happened to the Acadians coming here to Louisiana. But it's been a long time since some original research has been done, so it's really exciting to know that this book is being published and so much new information. We learn stuff. That's the beauty of the fun and beauty of history is that you learn something new every day, and so it's really exciting. We're excited to have Dr. Martin with us.
Yes, and I mean he'll be happy to talk with you about any of the essays in that book and what they've been doing. They're mining old newspapers and mining old police records in France and really trying to figure out the whole story of what happened when people dispersed and how other people thought about them and how many of them made their way here and some not. So they're great essays.
I haven't read it yet, but I'm really interested in I've read some of them, but the one in particular, and I can't remember the author, but the one about it seems we're looking at the greater context. I think we were focused in on the Acadians and just the Acadians, and now I think we're focused on the greater context and the society and the relationships and all that kind of stuff. And I think there's one of the essays that in particular that touches on that, and I'm really excited about reading.
Yeah, they're very, very good
reading
essays.
All of them.
So the editor of the book, Dr. Michael Martin, will be there with copies of the book, again, published by the UL Press. Mm-hmm. That book signing will be at 9:30 in the morning Thursday at the Acadian Memorial in St. Martinville. And then you're going to have some théâtre cadien vignettes en français. Who's involved in that?
That is Robert Landrineau, Jim Viator and Landry, and I can't think of his last name. But they're troopers. They come around whenever we call them, and they come do their vignettes that talk about – they're two different vignettes that are two different important events in the Acadians coming to Louisiana. And so it's very interesting. It's in French, but they would be happy to talk to you before or after about what it's all about. And it's really fun, and everybody – although we've been doing this for years, everybody just really enjoys their performance. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, and Théâtre Cadien has been around for a while. I think it got started maybe in the 70s, 80s.
Right. When we were at, Richard Landry. Sorry about that, Richard.
If he's listening. So great opportunity to see this group continuing in that tradition presenting humorous and interesting theater en français. So that's all at the Acadian Memorial as well. And then a real interesting update on the Projet Nouvelle Acadie, the New Acadia project by Dr. Mark Reese from UL Lafayette. Tell us about that project.
They are... because of the records, there are some death records that are were actually housed until recently that date back to 1765. There were about 30-something death records of the original Acadians that settled in this area, and including Beausoleil. Broussard. And so this is an effort, in fact, based on they're using one of the essays from Rethinking Nouvelle Acadie to search for the three encampments, original encampments of the Acadians in this area, principally in the Lauraville area. And so it's really fascinating to listen to them. They're using oral histories and archaeology and anthropology and just...
They've been scanning the ground and finding lots of pieces of pottery from the 18th century and looking for stories about old graveyards and cemetery sites.
That's, I know for a fact, one of the docents at the Cultural Heritage Center was telling them about this cemetery in this one particular place near Lauraville. And so they've been, that's been become one of their principal sites. And so it's just really interesting.
It's fascinating. And because as you mentioned, over 30 people died just within a few months of that original group of 200. Mm-hmm. And from the rest, so many people have come from those descendants. Right. But knowing where they were and where perhaps Joseph and Alexandre Broussard were buried would be unbelievably wonderful. So many people behind this project. And Dr. Mark Reese will be giving an update on some recent findings. He'll be giving that talk at 11 o'clock at the Acadian Memorial on Thursday. And then people can go to lunch, I guess, wander around. Is it going to be supplied or are there just places they can go on the square?
Places on the square. Lived all over South Louisiana. And I'm the tourism director, but I got to tell you, this is the food in this place is just out of this world. So,
Okay, so you'll be able to find some good food somewhere around
there.
Okay. And then Teat Kajan is going to do, I guess, a little bit more in the afternoon.
Yeah, they'll have a repeat performance.
Okay, in case you couldn't make it in the morning or you want to see it again. And then later in the afternoon, there's going to be a pretty interesting little boat procession on the Teche.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Father Champagne has been organizing for the past several years. They did it on the Vermilion last year, but the Fête Dieu de Teche, and it's a procession, and it's a boat procession that starts. They're going to start in Léonville. I think they do a now I don't have all the details with me, but there's a mass. But you can find them online or call our office, and we can help you find them. There's a French mass in Léonville early in the morning, and then they get on the boats, and they stop at every village, town, encampment, whatever, and they do a prayer service, say the rosary, do all kinds, sing, whatever, on their way down the bayou.
Okay, so y'all are expecting them to arrive at about 4:45?
4:45, and when Father Champagne, the first year, he said, I'm going to meet you at the landing at 4:45, and I thought, yeah, right. He was there about 4:42.
Okay. All right. So you can be sure if you're there by 4:45, you can see the procession coming down the Bayou Teche. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Elaine Clément. She is Director of Tourism for the City of St. Martinville, also the Director of the Acadian Memorial, here talking about the Fête Nationale des Acadiens, which is August 15th every year. That's Thursday this year. They will have all of their activities on Thursday starting at 8:30 in the morning in St. Martinville. Mm-hmm. You are welcome to attend all of them or some of them. You can find out more by going to, I guess, acadianmemorial.org. Mm-hmm. You have the list of activities there as well.
Right.
So you have some interesting activities coming up in the coming year, but you're also looking ahead to your 20th anniversary. Tell us about that.
Well, we celebrated the 20th anniversary 3 years ago of the Acadian Memorial, but the Cultural Heritage Center came about as a second tier of the project, and so next year is our 20th anniversary. So we've been working on a series of activities for next year, and we've been having some fun.
It sounds like it. I'm not going to reveal them here, but have people stay tuned. They can also go to your website periodically. Do you all have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page.
Okay,
yeah.
And that's Acadian Memorial or St. Martinville?
Both.
Both of them.
St. Martinville or City of St. Martinville. Not the City of St. Martinville, City of St. Martinville and Acadian Memorial.
Okay, so you can follow those organizations and find out more about the Acadian Memorial as well as the Cultural Center through those sites.
Absolutely.
Anything else we should know about what's going on in St. Martinville as the tourism director?
No, we're open for business. We'd love for you to
come by.
Longfellow Evangeline State Historic Site is out there. That's it's a little hot right now, but the museums are air conditioned.
Good to know.
But if you want to know, it kind of gives you, the museums give you the history, and Longfellow Evangeline is a living history of the area and the cultures. And so you kind of get, you can get two sides of the story, which mm-hmm, I think is really mm-hmm. cool, and have some great food. So
right, and also just to see that historic square and you know, the depth of history that is in that town, and that you feel when you look at the Tesh, mm-hmm. the old church, the architecture of the church and the buildings around the square. A really nice place to visit if you've not gone down there yet, and you have an opportunity this Thursday if you'd like to. That's mm-hmm. a nice chance to visit and find out more about the Acadians and help to celebrate the National Day of the Acadians. Well, Elaine, thanks so much for coming by today to tell us more about it and all your work down there at the Acadian Memorial. It adds to our more complete picture of this culture and our ancestors as well. So,
thank you so much, Judith. Thank you.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. In Lake Charles, auditions continue for Axe Theater production of Clue on Stage. Auditions will be at 6:30 this evening at 1 Reed Street Theater, corner of Reed and South Railroad Avenue. For further information, you can go to axtheater.com. The Cajun French Music Awards and Music Festival, presented by the CFMA, will take place this week, Thursday through Saturday. Thursday, events will be at La Poussière Dance Hall in Brobridge, and Friday and Saturday, they will be at the Rain Civic Center in Rain. The Le Cajun Music Festival has a Cajun accordion and fiddle contest. You can find out more by going to the Cajun French Music Association website about registering. You need to register for the competition, and there are three divisions, youth, junior, and adult. The Fête Nationale des Acadiens will take place this Thursday, August 15th, in St. Martinville at the Acadian Memorial. The day begins at 8:30 at City Hall, and then the rest of the events will be at the Acadian Memorial. Cité des Arts continues its run of the Great American Songbook, lots of Tin Pan Alley songs, great music, music of Gershwin, Porter, Ellington, and Waller. Performances this week are 16th and 17th at 7:30, and on Sunday the 18th at 3 o'clock at Cité des Arts. The 10th Annual Arts and Crabs Fest will take place in Lake Charles this Saturday, August 17th at Burton Coliseum. There's music, there's art, and lots of crab. All the chefs will be making dishes out of crab, and you will get to sample them. If you buy a ticket, sampling is part of that, and you get to vote on the best dish as well. For further information, you can go by the Arts Council of Southwest Louisiana's website. Tickets are at the Eventbrite site. Just search for Arts and Crabs 2019. The Masterworks Chorale of the Louisiana Choral Foundation will begin rehearsals for the fall concert season next Monday, August 19th, in University United Methodist Church in the choir room. That will be at 6:30 on Monday. Singers interested in joining the chorale are invited to meet the artistic director, Dr. Daryl Jones, at 6 o'clock on Monday. Big Brothers Big Sisters will have their annual Murder Mystery Dinner Theater. It will take place on Friday, August 23rd, and Saturday, the 24th, at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. For a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website. That's krvs.org. You can click on the Schedule button. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you'd like to hear and the date of that program. You can listen to it on your phone, desktop, laptop, and you can also share the link with friends and family. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
Harpistry, an eclectic mix of harp-centric world music, Mondays at noon and Sundays at midnight, right here on KRVS.
Growing up amid the rides and attractions of his family's beachfront amusement park, Brian Bett has memories of an enchanted childhood.
You look back and it's like, it's perfectly normal. You know, I thought everyone had a roller coaster in their backyard.
Pontchartrain Beach Memories on the next Louisiana Eats. Wednesdays at 1 and Saturdays at 4 on KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, online at krvs.org.